Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman. Tell you what, someone always has to be on the show, especially when we go to Red Crest. Tell them who you are, because I know who you are.
I'm Whit Edmonds. I'm one of the sales managers over at Z-Man Fishing, and like you say, we do this every Red Crest, and it's always something I look forward to.
I know this time we're not in a booth. Yep. Remember that one year we were in a booth? Was that Knoxville? That we were in the booth? Or was it Gunnersville?
I'm not sure. We did one in Huntsville. That might have been Huntsville.
Huntsville. Yep. But what we do is we find out all the cool things, and we also learn how to fish some of the products from someone who knows about the products, and that's always makes a difference when you're going out there and someone says, rig it this way and rig it that way. Well, guess what? We're going to get the rigging part down, and pretty excited about it, and you're going to show us some of the products. One thing that he couldn't bring, because of course they're sold out, is this. Tell them about, why are you sold out of this in pink? Yeah. And is it called pink? Is the color called pink?
So it's the jackhammer that's in, but it's the Morn and Dawn jackhammer. It was one you released not last iCast, but actually the iCast before that we released it. And it got a lot of traction at the Bassmaster Classic in Texas a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And ever since then, you know, they sold out on our website and our own inventory out to dealers pretty fast. And ever since then, we've just been chasing it. You know, we get some inventory in, and we basically just ship it right out. It's been a really hot item for us.
Okay. Why do you think... Like, first of all, you've done a lot of fishing already. Like, literally, you've done a lot of fishing. You started out fishing as a kid, and you've gone through the ranks and fishing all the way to college, right? You did college fish. Where did you fish in college? What college?
Lander University.
Yep. And where's that at?
Greenwood, South Carolina. Most people probably hadn't heard of Greenwood, but if you know where Clemson is and Lake Hartwell, it's maybe an hour south of there.
Wow, what a place. And water everywhere. Yep. So tell us, why do you think a chatterbait works? What that blade in front, what do you think the draw powering is of that?
You know, you look at other things like a spinnerbait or a crankbait, and, you know, they both have a few things going for them, and that's noise and vibration.
Right.
And, you know, with a spinnerbait, you have flash added to. Occasionally, you get some flash out of a crankbait, depending on the color scheme. But those three things are, you know, kind of the three things, in my opinion, that really make those two staple baits. And the chatterbait has those three as well, but it puts it in a different package that, you know, a crankbait or a spinnerbait just doesn't quite do. You know, you can really get it down into grass, rip that thing out, you know, fishing's just so many places. I say grass because, you know, being down near Santee Cooper River, that's what I fish it in a lot. But, I mean, you're looking at guys out on Table Rock throwing them on along bluff walls right now.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, it's that vibration, you know, blade in front of the head really makes that bait dance. Skirt flares up. It's putting out some flash. So, it's just right in that realm, but it puts it in a different package, gives them something a little different, lets you fish it in some different areas, some different parts of the water column, and just really creates something the fish love. And we have so many colors of it. You can match shad with it. You can find some colors to match bluegill, crawfish, you know, whatever forage they're eating. And we got a lot of different sizes for that, too.
Yeah, and much like the chatterbait craze, when it first came out, it was like, people were like crazy over it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They still are crazy over it. But then all of a sudden, like everyone else, you have to come out with something, an urchin type looking bait. And so we'll start with this. And so this is the fuzzy nugget.
Yep. And so the fuzzy nuggets is actually a part of our whole fuzzy series. So anytime we come out with something, we want to kind of do two things. We want to create, you know, a whole system is like how we like to word it, you know, not just a bait, but a system. And we like to think a little outside of the box. If there's others in the category, we like to think, well, how can we be a little more diverse, create some new applications for this? So We did make the fuzzy nuggets, which is more of your standard fuzzy bait. Ours uh-huh. is just a kind of a ball shape with some flat sides on it.
Right.
And then, of course, the silicone strands, you know. This is the typical
one. Is that
one.
Made out of 10X?
Yep. That, so this is Elastec. Yep. Any Whoa. Soft plastic lure we make is made out of our Elastec material.
So, basically, as long as you don't lose it, you're literally going to be able to fish that thing yep. for a – you could fish it literally for a season.
Yep, exactly. And so for just $9.99, you're going to get four of these too. So
okay. Oh, wow. You know, $2.50 a piece.
For a lot of people, you know, if that might be four times you break off, you know,
yeah.
before you run out because they do last so long.
Uh-huh.
So this one personally, you know, I really like to – either do like a Nico rig type deal with either
right.
just a weight through it and a wacky rig hook. And I also like to drop shot it a lot, especially being right. where I'm at with all the grass and muck down on the bottom. That drop shot can be a little better as well. But, you know, like I say, we do a system to everything. So we don't
right.
want to just release a fuzzy nugget. So we want to do okay. some different stuff, offer people different ways to fish it. So we did the fuzzy bugs.
right.
My personal favorite to fish this is just a Ned rig, but, you know, people are kind of wacky, doing like a little mini wacky rig with
right.
it as well, throwing a little nail weight in there so it sinks. Drop shot, lots of ways to fish this. Some people
Still.
Are even cutting it in half and, you know,
right.
come in a four pack for that price as well. So you cut it in half, now you got eight. Seeing a lot
right.
of that. And then,
okay.
of course, you know, Z-Man, we were pioneers of the Ned rig. So,
that's right.
You know, when we're coming out with something like this, we obviously wanted to make a more formal Ned rig option, which is our fuzzy TRD. The TRD 275
oh,
is,
right.
you know, that's our OG Ned rig bait. That's what we do sell the most Ned rigs out of. And so we really wanted to come out with this. And it's actually something we've seen customers doing for years. Actually, long before the kind of fuzzy dice thing really came about, we were seeing
right.
people... you know, a lot of people up north saying they were trying to make Helgramites with
yeah,
a lot of different
exactly.
explanations. But we've been seeing people use the TRDs and on their own just threading silicone strands through them for years. So it was a no-brainer if we were going to do this series. We have to do a
still
TRD
10X?
Version.
Yep. Still 10X? And even
yep.
the things that coming out of them are 10X too?
So
what
the
are these
strands themselves are silicone.
Uh-huh. Right.
But the actual baits themselves are the 10X Elastec.
Are all these silicones, each product then, each one of these?
Yep. Just yep. the strands are silicone.
Right. Yep. All right. So last forever almost
yep.
until you lose them.
yep. Yep.
And that's how you're going to approach those. So you can actually, since these are silicone, storage is always an issue now with the other ones. You don't have storage issues. You could put this anywhere, couldn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, not next to other plastics. So tell them the warning. There's a little
yeah.
small caveat there.
Yep. So, you know, this is Elastec, you know, a TPE material. So you don't want to just, you want to be careful how you store it. Number one,
okay.
you know, your Plastisol baits, you want to really avoid storing it in the same compartment with those just because they're,
right.
there is a chemical reaction that could cause these to melt and you want to
yep.
try and avoid that. We try and make it pretty easily with any of our baits to just be able to store them in their original package. So these, we made a clamshell that,
yeah.
It's pretty sturdy. You know, the top stays sealed, clicks together, stays in place pretty quickly. So you should be able to keep them in these clamshells, no problem.
Okay.
But, you know, storing
Good.
Them with other plastics can cause some issues.
Right.
And we also, just to be extra safe, we like to recommend not storing them outside of the package in a tackle tray either.
Yeah. Yeah. So you brought a couple other things. Leave that till last. You can
right.
you can start with this because
yep.
I caught so many fish
yep.
this winter on just a plain old a jig head and a jig head and a minnow basically.
Yep.
But this has a small little tail, does it?
Yep, so that's our scented jerk shads, and we can
there
pull
you.
One out of here
oh,
as well.
All right.
And this has quickly become you know, one of our hottest items as well, you know, and so this is the 3-inch here, and this is actually
wow.
a new size for this year, but we've
yep.
had the scented jerk shads themselves for quite some time.
Uh-huh.
Currently we have a three, 3.5, 4, 5, 6, and 7 inch out of these in a pretty wide assortment of colors. But, right. You know, the
yeah, that's a new size, isn't it?
So that's the three there. Just a pretty typical minnow style bait.
Right.
It is scented and salted. It's scented with Pro-Cure Super Gel, which is really cool because since our baits are oil based, and so is Pro-Cure, the baits actually absorb that. If they if you leave them in the bag over it with night, they kind of absorb that Pro-Cure, kind of like a sponge, and you get a very long term disbursement with that Pro-Cure. So they stay scented for a very long time. So that's one of my favorite things about the scented jerk shads and why I think they've done so well. But you know, that jig head minnow category has played a lot of traction, and these jerk shads have been growing for us.
And they last like forever. Like literally sometimes your hook will rust before
before that happens.
Like literally, because if you fish, most of the time you're fishing in open water, and and so you're like, unless your line breaks or something, you just can keep using them over and over.
Oh yeah.
And they hold their color good. I can say that.
They do.
And
they absolutely do. Yeah, I think I've probably just lost bags in my boat before I've even gone through them.
It's crazy.
They really do hold up well.
And the next thing you have is something that this fall we got on Catching Stripers with on Beaver Lake, and it was a phenomenal bait. Like, just like, if you could get it in front of them, they would eat it.
Yep. So we've done a few line through swim baits so far. I think we started with the Mullatron line through. Saltwater line through swim bait, 4.5 and a 6 inch. It's been great, especially for the tarpon market, because they have a lot of trouble shaking that bare hook when the bait's ridden up the line. After that, we added our Shadtron swim bait, which is just a pretty big shad profile, nice slow thumping tail on it, but. After making those, we really wanted to make a more standard, more calm in shape for the bass market. So we came out with the Swag LT. It's got a little bit of a wider, a little bit of a quicker tail action on it. And the really cool thing about this is, of course, it's made out of our LazTech as well. So it all stays rigged up real nice, runs straight. You know, you can use it for a very long time, just like any of our other baits. And you can actually use it as a variety of speeds, too. You know, you don't just have to fish it slow. You can fish these pretty fast before they before they stop running right. But the really cool part about it is a line through just like the others. And you get to choose whether you have a top hook or a treble. Because there's a lot of people are pretty firm on which one they like. I think I talked to just as many people that like fishing a treble on these bigger baits as I do a top hook. So since it's a line through, what we did is we made a harness that actually splits off and goes two ways.
Kind of like a Y, a wishbone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you put thread your line in, and if you point it straight in, you can tie it to this top hook. Or if you point it down a little bit, you can tie it to the bottom treble. So say I wanted to use the top hook, I would just take this treble out, set it to the side, thread my line through, it'd come out about here, and then you tie it to this top hook, pull it back through, and it will click right into the harness there. And then when a big bass bites it, or striper, or whatever you're fishing for, and it starts shaking its head, trying to shake that hook, this bait will just ride up that line. So all he's got for leverage is this bare hook, and it makes it a lot harder for that fish to shake his hook.
That's just like the old rattle trap used to make one that hook actually did this. The treble hook was tied in its belly, just like you're going to show. And in the old days, and I have no idea why they quit making them, because I think today people would still buy them.
Yeah.
Obviously, people like that idea, but then you can turn around to you want to. The good news about the hook on the top is if you want to run it along the bottom, you're not going to get hung up.
Right.
So it keeps you from getting hung up or in the grass and stuff. But you can turn around and have it in the bottom, and that's where I usually hook it.
Yep, yeah.
For stripers.
Yeah, I personally love fishing the treble hook. Uh-huh. I think I get a lot more fish pinned on that. But I do like, you know, again, down near Santee Cooper, Cooper River, I'm fishing over a lot of submerged vegetation. So that's when I really opt for that top hook, because the belly can rub against that vegetation and that top hook doesn't get hung in that grass too well.
Yep. So, I mean, we have to go back to these again.
Yep.
So we'll talk. How long have these been out? How long has the Nuggets been out and some of this, that line? How long have these been out?
So we released those at the last ICAST, and they've been a big hit for us. You know, that's another one we've had trouble keeping in stock.
But, I can see that.
But it's just such a good bargain, you know. It's a pretty good price point at $9.99 already, and then on top of that, with it being that tough of Aztec, it's just such a good bargain with this Funzie series.
Yep. So if you had to pick, I'll put you on the spot. If you had to pick just one Z-Man product to go fishing with, you only get one too. What would it be in the 10X, in the 10X?
Out of any Aztec product we make?
Yes,
yes. You know, I'd have to say the TRD. You know,
really?
Because it is simple, but it's one of those baits. I can't think of anywhere I fished for bass, and even quite a few other fish as well. You know, it's not no secret that I redfish quite a bit these days. And I catch plenty of redfish on them too, but there's very few fisheries I've been to where if I had to bring one bait out there, I don't think I could have caught them on that TRD with a Ned rig. It's just about anywhere I go, if I could only bring one thing, I could be pretty confident that if I throw a Ned rig with that finesse TRD around all day, I'm going to catch some fish.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. Someone who knows, because you used to do customer service, right?
Yep.
I mean, back when I first met you, and so you answered thousands of questions.
Oh, I've answered. I mean, you name it, I've probably answered the question.
And so, telling us which one you would take, but I get the feeling you might scoop into, you know, one of these, maybe.
Absolutely. You know, it's not just the Ned Riggers. There's more baits than just that. I think I could probably catch a fish on about anywhere.
Right.
You know, fuzzy baits included, you know. There's so many places I think I could go catch bass on those right now as well.
Right, yep. That takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time sponsored by Pico Lures. Pico Lures, of course, has a full line of lures, everything from crankbaits to, my goodness, they got bass hooks. They got everything you need. But check them out at picolures.com. Also go to B&M Poles, their sponsor. They make a complete line of rods for everything from catfishing to crappie fishing to trout fishing to you name it. You can use it. You can use their rods and catch them. So make sure you check them out at bnmpole.com. And if they want to find out more about Z-Man and these products that we talked about, where would they go?
Yep. So Z-ManFishing.com is our website. Every single product we make is listed on there with photos of it in every single color, every size. So if there's ever anything you just want to see or find out if we made, go on there. You know, also, we're very responsive there at the facility. So you call our 1-800 number or email info@zmanfishing.com. We're always more than happy to talk to you, recommend some baits, you know, talk about where you're fishing, see if there's something you could do out there. Whatever it is you need, if it's involved Z-Man, we're more than happy to talk to you and help you out.
All right, there you go. Like I always like to end the show, make sure you keep your hook sharp and your lures in the water.